Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So tonight, we're going to read about blood, sweat, and tears. Our Lord Jesus Christ, God's only Son, came down from heaven to be like us in all things, including this very human experience of sweating. Of course, Jesus did not sin. Tonight, we find him on the Mount of Olives, in the Garden of Gethsemane, a stone's throw away from his disciples. He kneels down on the ground, on the hard ground, to pray. His flesh and blood do not really want to face the agonies of the crucifixion, which he knows lies before him. And so anxiously he prays, "Father, if thou art willing to remove this cup from me, nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." And we read on. Being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. He was really sweating it out. Right at the beginning of human history, Adam and Eve had just disobeyed God and have fallen into sin, and God placed a curse upon them. Then talked about the pain that a woman will suffer in childbirth as a result of this sin. Then God turned to Adam and he said, "Hey, the curse is the ground because of you. Your sweat, the sweat in your face, you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, and you are dust, to dust you shall return." Although we often use expressions like, "Hey, it's no sweat, no sweat," it takes hard work and sweat to lead a meaningful and productive life. While life can be beautiful, and that's how God intended it to be, don't ever get the idea that life is just a bowl of cherries or that life is easy. It takes the sweat of hard work to earn a living and to support your family. There's the sweat in the terrible heat of the summer. Then sometimes we have to sweat it out when we did something wrong. Then there's the sweaty palms. You've had those sweaty palms when you're anxious about something. Yes, we all know about sweat. It took sweat for our Lord Jesus Christ to work out our salvation. Don't ever get the idea that just because Jesus was the Son of God, that isn't as easy as you think it is. He had to go there and really suffer and die for our salvation. Remember, Christmas tells us that Jesus became flesh and blood just like us. Now we see him praying to his heavenly Father. There was nothing unusual about that. He did that all the time, and we might learn something from that. But here in Luke, we summarize what Jesus prays to his Father. "Father, God, I sure do not want to suffer that awful crucifixion that lies ahead of me, and that where I die like a common criminal. Couldn't you find a better place or better way to reconcile the world to yourself?" And he wrestled in prayer with his heavenly Father so anxiously and persistently that his sweat became like great drops of blood falling to the ground. And then he adds the words, as we all should when we pray, "Nevertheless, not my will, Lord, but yours be done." But our wise heavenly Father, who hears and answers all our prayers, saw fit to make his Son, Jesus, go through the suffering that lay ahead. He did not take the cup away. It was right there. He's going to do it. That was the agony of the sweat of Gethsemane. But the ecstasy is this. There appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him so that he could go on despite the blood, the sweat, and tears to work out our salvation and gain for us peace with God. This is our great ecstasy in life and in eternity. because Jesus sweated it out for us. God the Father has given us the free gift, a free gift of salvation. As we continue in faith, strengthened not by an angel, but by God's word and sacrament, we can be sure that Jesus is with us every moment of every day. When you are in a cold sweat about some kind of crisis that you face, when you are sweating out some difficult situation you find yourself in, when you have sweaty palms because you are anxious and nervous, has it ever occurred to you to take it to the Lord in prayer, as Jesus did? And when you pray, it is with the same intensity shown by Jesus, who sweated as if great drops of blood were falling to the ground. Do you, like him, pray that answer be according to the good and gracious will of the Heavenly Father? Jesus is right there. You, with you, and all the while sweating it out with you, praying for you and with you, and strengthening you, even as an angel strengthened him. It takes hard work. And I'm going to tell you this, it takes hard work to remain a Christian. It really does. The Holy Spirit works in us through word and sacraments to keep us steadfast in our faith. With the Spirit at work in us, we work and sweat to live morally decent Christian lives, to put God first in our life, to use his name in prayer and thanksgiving day after day. It takes work. It takes work to share our faith with others, to serve our Lord with gladness within the church, and to live as a Christian in our community and world. But thank goodness, Jesus sweated out for us. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us day by day to sweat it out for Jesus. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.